Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
Thank you for joining us for today. Our lesson is about snow. Now, many of us have seen snow. Maybe you haven't ever seen snow in your life, but you're going to learn a little bit about it today. Well, different memories come to my mind when I think of snow. I think of growing up. Well, I didn't grow up around snow, but I got to see it sometimes. And when I did, we would make little snowmen. Nathaniel, what did you do in the snow?
Well, I do remember when I was little, I got to play in the snow some, and one of my favorite things to do was to go sledding. You slide down the hill on a board, and that's called sledding.
Carolyn, what about you? What kinds of things did you do in the snow? Did you grow up around snow every winter?
Well, West Virginia does get snow sometimes in the winter, and it can be so much fun because sometimes you'll have snow days and you don't have to go to school because there's so much snow. And then you get to go outside and build snowmen and play. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It can be fun to play in the snow. Well, our author has written a very good article today. Let's get right into our first reading.
Snow. Cool facts about snow. What is 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick, and made of billions of water molecules? If you guess the world's largest snowflake, you are right. Most snowflakes are very small and are less than half an inch wide. However, a snowstorm in Fort Keogh, Montana on January 28, 1887, produced this record 15-inch snowflake. While some parts of the world never see snow, the white stuff permanently covers about 10% of the Earth's surface. For snow to fall, the temperature must stay very cold. Snow forms when the water inside a cloud freezes.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. In many parts of the world, January is a time to see lots of snow. But before we find out more, let's go over our key words. Billion. Billion is a noun. Billions of people went to New Year's celebrations around the world. Permanently. Permanently is an adverb. They decided to stay in Hong Kong permanently. Temperature. Temperature is a noun. The temperature today is very hot. It is 40 degrees Celsius. Work of art. Work of art is a noun. The cake Sandra made for her daughter's birthday is a real work of art. Your more information words are molecule. Molecule is a noun. Snowflake. Snowflake is a noun. Crystal. Crystal is a noun. Now let's get started with the article.
We're talking about cool facts about snow. The first sentence here is, what is 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick, and made of billions of water molecules? I like that question. It kind of reminds me of a riddle that I learned when I was younger. What is? A lot of riddles start with these two words. What is something and something else and something else? Like this. If I asked you guys, what is black and white and red all over, what would you say, Nathaniel?
I would say an angry zebra.
Okay, an angry zebra. Good. Definitely black and white and red all over because he's angry. What about you, Carolyn? What would you say?
I would say a newspaper that someone has written on in red pen.
Ah, a newspaper someone has written on in red pen. Or even if you've just read the newspaper, it's red all over. Huh? Or what about an embarrassed penguin? A blushing penguin could be black and white and red all over. So you have this question, what is black and white and red all over? Think of some other English riddles that begin with this question. Well, it's kind of a riddle or kind of a question here at the beginning. The question is, what is 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick, and made of billions of water molecules? We're going to talk about that word right there. It is billion. That is a very large number. It is a one with how many zeros behind it, Nathaniel?
That's a one with 9 zeros behind it. Quite a few zeros. It's 1,000 millions.
1,000 millions is a billion. Well, how else could you use this word billion? As you can see here, it has an S. Billions of water molecules. That means we don't know how many billion, but there are many billions of water molecules. I also think of a billionaire. B-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E. And Carolyn, what is a billionaire?
Well, a billionaire is someone who has $1 billion or at least a billion. Maybe he has $2 billion or she has $3 billion. That would make them both billionaires.
Billionaires. Well, maybe one day we can be billionaires. Or I know at least we have billions of water molecules inside of our bodies. That should count for something. Well, Carolyn, how else would you use this word billion?
Well, the world also has billions of people in it. There are over 6 billion people in the world.
Yes, there are billions of people on the planet. Well, back to our question, what is 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick, and made of billions of water molecules, Nathaniel?
Actually, the next sentence is the answer to this riddle. If you guess the world's largest snowflake, you are right. The answer is the world's largest snowflake, and that is a huge snowflake. Most snowflakes are very small and are less than half an inch wide. But where was this enormous, huge, big snowflake found, Carolyn?
Well, we see that this giant snowflake, however, a snowstorm in Fort Keogh, Montana, on January 28, 1887, produced this record 15-inch snowflake. So, in Montana, in the United States, they had a big snowstorm, and there was a record-sized snowflake.
A record snowflake. And we see this word record. Usually, I see it as a verb to record something. You're writing it down, or you're remembering it somehow. This is a record-sized snowflake. And where might you find some records in the world, Carolyn?
Well, you might look in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's a large book filled with all sorts of records, everything from skydiving to food and snowflakes. Nathaniel, do you know of any world record holders?
Yes, actually I do. Just a couple months ago, Felix Baumgartner had the quickest, the most fast free fall or fall ever for a human being. He jumped with a parachute and dived 24 and a half miles to the earth.
That is pretty incredible. That is quite a record. Well, as you can see, there are many different records in the world. It's the most of something, and people record it in this book, the Guinness Book of World Records. Well, this 15-inch snowflake, that seems kind of scary. Would you have liked to have been there when it fell down from the sky?
I think it would have been very, very scary because a 15-inch snowflake is about as big as my board.
Whew. Right. You'd be afraid of it maybe falling on your head. And, you know, you don't know how heavy it is. Maybe it could have killed you. Who knows? Anyway, it's a 15-inch snowflake, which is a big snowflake. Continuing on, while some parts of the world never see snow, the white stuff permanently covers about 10% of the Earth's surface. We see another word there from the word bank, permanently. Nathaniel, what does this word mean?
Well, if something is permanent, it will not change. It's this way, and it will stay that way.
It will stay that way permanently. I think of maybe living in a place for a long time. I live here permanently. I go to other places for vacation, but I live here permanently. While continuing on, for snow to fall, the temperature must stay very cold. So the temperature is permanently very cold. We see this word here, temperature. It's also from the word bank, and that is how hot or cold something is. How could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you want to make sure the temperature in your fridge or your refrigerator stays pretty cold so that your food doesn't go bad.
You're right about that. You want to make sure the temperature is just right. If the temperature rises, it gets hotter. If the temperature drops or falls, it gets colder. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Friends, welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. So we're talking about snow in today's article. And here's our grammar tip sentence. For snow to fall, the temperature must stay very cold. Another way to say this is, the temperature must stay very cold for snow to fall. However, the writer wants to put the attention on snow, so it appears at the beginning of the sentence. Notice the pattern in today's sentence. There are two parts. Part A, for something to happen, and part B, something else must happen. Basically, A cannot happen unless there is B. Here are some examples. For Mary to make her special cake, there must be something important to celebrate. Or, for the package to not be late, you must mail it before tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. Keep up the good work. Remember, for your English to improve, you must practice regularly. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Liz. Well, did you ever wonder where snow actually comes from? The next sentence of the article tells us. Snow forms, or snow is made, when the water inside a cloud freezes. Snow comes from clouds in freezing temperatures. All right, let's go to the language lab and see what Michelle has to say to us today. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 billion 这个单位名词。billion 是指十亿。例如 ，these defensive weapons cost billions of dollars。这些防御性的武器价值几十亿美金。如果字尾加上 aire。Billionaire 是指亿万富翁，相关的字还有 million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, 意思是百万，它是 billion 的千分之一。同样加上 A-I-R-E 这个字尾 ，millionaire 是指百万富翁。继续我们来看的是 permanently 这个副词 ，permanently 是指长期的或者是固定不变的。例如 ,Brenda was permanently crippled by the accident. Brenda 因为这场车祸这辈子都跛着脚了。它的形容词是 permanent, 意思是长期的、固定的或者是永久的。例如 ,a permanent address, 固定的地址。permanent 也可以当名词，意思就是烫发。
We've been talking about snow today. Of course, you already learned that there was a record 15-inch snowflake that fell in Montana over a century ago. And of course, snowflakes are formed in the clouds at freezing temperatures. Well, we have more to learn, so let's get started with our second reading for today.
Snow.Snowflakes are groups of ice crystals that fall from a cloud. Many people believe that every snowflake is unique. However, scientists have discovered two snowflakes that look exactly the same. In addition, snow is not really white, it's clear. Different factors in the environment can also make the snow look blue, green, yellow, or even pink. With all of the different colors and designs, Snow really is a work of art.
Well, snowflakes certainly do sound beautiful with all the different colors they can be. Now, if we look at the beginning of our reading, we see that snowflakes are groups of ice crystals that fall from a cloud. So, snow falls down from a cloud in crystal form. And many people believe every snowflake is unique. And unique means that something is very special and there is nothing else like it. But, oh, Nathaniel, in the next sentence, what do scientists say about snowflakes?
Well, scientists have discovered two snowflakes that look exactly the same. We usually think of snowflakes as being all different, all being unique. But in this case, it sounds like actually there's a snowflake that is just like another.
Oh man, a snowflake that is just like another? So we're going to have to start thinking about snowflakes in a different way. We used to be able to compare humans with snowflakes. Everyone is unique. Now we know that snowflakes aren't all unique. Well, we continue. In addition, snow is not really white, it's clear. And we see those words there, in addition. In addition to something, you could also say also or moreover. There's different words to use there, in addition. I could say, I've got lots of homework tonight. I've got science homework. In addition, I've got math homework, English homework. I have lots of homework. How else could you use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I could say that my sister really likes to play tennis. In addition, she likes to play basketball. So she likes many different kinds of sports.
In addition, she likes to play basketball. Well, what about you, Nathaniel? In addition.
Oh, I had a long day yesterday. I worked 12 hours and then I had to help my friend move to a different house.
In addition, you had to help your friend move to a different house. Well, how will you use this phrase, in addition? Try it today. We find that snow is not actually white, it's clear. That's kind of surprising. Nathaniel, what color do you think of when you think of snow?
Well, I almost always think of white. Sometimes I see dirty snow that's brown or gray or black, but almost always white.
Right, so do I. I think we usually think of snow as being white. But why is it clear, Carolyn?
Well, in the article, we see that different factors in the environment can also make the snow look blue, green, yellow, or even pink. So different factors or different things that happen in the environment around the snow can make it change colors. But usually there isn't anything to change the color, and it just looks white when all of those crystals come together.
That's true, that beautiful white. Well, we continue on with all of the different colors and designs. Snow really is a work of art. I like those words there from the word bank, work of art. A work of art, that's kind of a cool expression to talk about something that is beautiful or well designed, a work of art. What comes to your mind when you think of this phrase, a work of art? Nathaniel?
Well, this is kind of an interesting phrase. It says work. And I think of maybe a writer who has written many different works. Sometimes we can say that. They're all works of art.
They're all works of art. I've been to Yosemite National Park a couple of times. I always love talking about Yosemite. I think the landscape there, the mountains, the rocks, everything there is a work of art. Because I believe someone created it, so it's a work of art. Carolyn, what about you? How do you use this phrase?
Well, I also think about creation when I hear this phrase, and I think of people being a work of art, because each person is beautiful and unique. They are their own individual work of art.
And of course, as we can see, snowflakes truly are a work of art, and so was this article, quite a work of art. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So, snowflakes, what do you think of them, Steve? I think they're beautiful and very unique, like our lesson says. But Ken, let's talk about another kind of snowflake. You know, a person might be called a snowflake sometimes.
Oh, yeah, as in Leslie thinks she's a unique snowflake, but she's just like everybody else.
That's right. That's an informal usage of snowflake, which refers to someone who thinks they're unique, but they're actually quite ordinary. And we often say it with a sarcastic tone of voice.
Now, there's another word, flake, but that has a different meaning, doesn't it?
That does have a different meaning. A flake is an unreliable person. If someone agrees to do something but never follows through, then you might call that person a flake.
So if Mary says she's going to be a volunteer at the charity this weekend and she never shows up, then Mary would be
a real flake.
Or a flaky person.
Yes, flaky is the adjective form of flake. So anyone who is unreliable, careless, or lazy, you can describe that person as flaky.
In other words, someone who doesn't keep their word. They might tell you that they'll meet you somewhere and show up an hour late.
Or maybe they don't show up at all. But Ken, we need to remind the students that these are all informal expressions and we should avoid using them in formal situations.
Good reminder. 今天这一课介绍 snowflakes 雪花，许多人认为每一片雪花都是独一无二的，所以如果我们用 snowflakes 来形容一个人，就是指一个人自认为独特的人。 You are not a unique snowflake， 别以为你是个多么与众不同的人。所以这个字呢带有负面的含义。另外 flake 是指一个不可靠、不负责、常常黄牛的人。如果某个人跟你约好在某个地方见面，结果他放你鸽子，你就可以说 He is a real flake， 他真是个靠不住的人。 Flaky 就是 flake 的形容词，表示靠不住的、不负责的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, it's true there are many different kinds of flakes.I really enjoyed learning about flaky people. Do you ever use those words, Nathaniel, a flaky person?
I don't say flaky person very often, but you know what I do say? I have cornflakes almost every day for breakfast.
That's another use of that word flake. Yes, there is a cereal called cornflakes. I personally like frosted cornflakes a little better.Do you like cornflakes?
I do like cornflakes, and usually I have cornflakes with maybe some fruit or some nuts, and it's quite tasty.
All right, well, there's lots of different kinds of flakes out there. Right now it's time for us to join someone who is not a flake. Her name is Michelle in the language lab.
好，继续我们看到这段课文中提到了 in addition 这个副词片语的用法。Addition 是名词，意思是加或者是附加，所以 in addition 是指另外或者是除此之外。例如 ,not only can I earn money working in this restaurant, in addition, I get free dinners. 不仅我在这家餐厅工作可以赚钱，除此之外我还能够得到免费的晚餐。最后我们看的是 work of art 这个名词片语。Art 是指艺术，所以 work of art 是指艺术品或者是像艺术品一样的创作。例如 The playwright's witty dialogue is a work of art. 这位剧作家风趣的对话真的是艺术作品。或者是 The Christmas tree at the Johnsons is a work of art. Johnson 家的圣诞树真是一绝。And back to you, teachers.
We've learned a couple of cool facts about snow today.And I just wanted to point your attention to the fact that there are more things you can learn about snow. In your magazine, there are some snow words that you could know. Carolyn also mentioned one earlier at the very beginning of our lesson. You said something about snow days. What are snow days?
Oh, a snow day is when there's so much snow on the ground that it's too dangerous to drive, so they have to cancel school and you can stay home. And many times they also cancel work, so everyone gets to stay at home together and enjoy some time with your family and maybe play out in the snow, build a snowman, something like that.
Well, it seems like snow days can actually be a little bit of fun. I would probably sit home and watch a movie and drink some hot chocolate on a snow day. Well, today we also talked about the fact that no two snowflakes are alike, except that some scientists have discovered there are two snowflakes, at least, that are alike. Nathaniel, how is this different from humans?
Well, every person is different. Every person is unique. And if someone tells you you're just the same as everyone else, don't believe them. Everyone is special. That doesn't make them the same.
That's right. So people used to be able to compare snowflakes to people, but now we can't. People, indeed, are all unique. Well, thank you for joining us today on our lesson about snow, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Just before 10 o'clock, he was at the steamboat's landing place on the side of the river opposite St. Petersburg. The steamboat was there, ready to make its last crossing for the night. Tom slipped quietly down the bank and swam to the small boat that the steamboat always pulled behind it. He hid in the bottom of the small boat. After the 15 minutes crossing to St. Petersburg, he swam to the bank about 50 meters downriver so as to avoid meeting any passengers. Then he ran by dark footpaths until he reached his aunt's back fence and climbed over it. A light was burning in the sitting room. Tom looked through the window. Aunt Polly, Sid, Tom's sister Mary, and Joe Harper's mother were sitting together talking. The bed was between them and the door, so Tom went to the door and opened it very slowly and carefully.